sound. The shop would have been reverberant, echoing.
Actually, Doctor, it wasn't. It was rather a dull sort of sound.
And not as loud as you'd expect a firearm to be.
Well, yes, that did occur to me.
Show me the door to the outside.
Not more than a minute had gone by, but he was nowhere to be seen.
You alerted the staff.
The grounds were searched at once.
And the house?
I beg your pardon?
Well, surely it occurred to someone that the man could simply have come back inside the house until the hue and cry was over.
We didn't search the house, and neither did the police.
Well, even if he didn't go back inside, there are dozens of places out here he could have hidden.
I've had sufficient rain to wash away the most obvious of traces.
Oh.
Mr. Phillips, you will wait in your office. Watson, let's see what we can rescue from this mess.
Close the door. That's a good fellow.
Right.
Mr. Phillips is well within earshot, I fancy.
You suspect him?
Why hasn't it struck you that we only have his word for it, that the mysterious Mr. Smith was here at all?
Well, yes, it has.
But why would Phillips want to murder Harden? He has had a good job, obviously well paid, lots of responsibility.
We must investigate our millionaire's will.
Oh. What do you make of the late Mr. John Vincent Harden?
From his office, you mean? Mm. Well, it's neat and tidy, so I dare say he was methodical in his thoughts, and beyond that...
No, I think we can go just a little further. He was a man from a humble background who enjoyed the affection of his father. He was ambitious in his youth, somewhat ruthless in later years, but more mellow as he approached retirement. His work took him all over the world, but he didn't play a direct role in the day-to-day running of the business empire. His marriage was content, and his general sense of modesty was marked. He was dissatisfied with his lot in life and yearned for a simpler, more primitive existence.
My dear Holmes.
Is it really possible you don't see all this for yourself?
Oh, please, you know perfectly well that I don't.
Well, there's no great mystery to it. But take a look at the prints and photographs on the wall. The man's whole history is here. Our late millionaire's father ran a cigarette stand on King's Cross Station and was joined by his son when he was old enough to help. The later print shows the new sign, Harden and Son. That speaks of pride and affection. The stand has grown somewhat. Ambition on the part of the new employee.
You said he was ruthless.
Well, he doesn't progress from a cigarette store to a worldwide tobacco empire by being kind and considerate to one's rivals. But he mellowed later. Yes, he was content to step back and let others manage the business. Alice, there's nothing here of the tedious day-to-day administration. What else did I say?
His trips around the world? Ah, but I saw that one. Hmm? That's a fine collection of souvenirs on the shelves.
And in the cases, some of these pieces are very valuable.
That the happy marriage.
No man puts a photograph of his wife where only he can see it if the marriage is unhappy. Now, behind that pile of books, you'll just see the edge of a framed certificate, an honorary degree from London University. Only the modest soul will hide such a thing away. And only a man who yearns for a simpler life decorates his walls with paintings of rural idylls and probably happy peasants toiling in the fields. Well?
And Mrs. Harden wonders why I see no need to exaggerate. Bravo, Holmes.
Thank you. But you'd be advised to save your applause until I've actually solved the case.
Yes. And now what are you looking for?
This.
But I don't understand. Why should anyone want to burn a cushion like that?
I'm afraid it was used to muffle the sound of the gunshot.
Oh, how horrible.
Tell me about your husband's trips abroad.
John loved to travel. He said it was to check up on all the foreign offices and factories, but that was just an excuse, I'm sure of it.
Did Mr. Phillips accompany him on these trips?
No, he liked to travel alone.
So you never went with him either, or any of your children?
We have no children.
Of course you do. If there were children, Watson, their photographs would undoubtedly have been displayed in the office alongside Mrs. Harden.
Really, Holmes? I'm sorry you were never blessed, Mrs. Harden.
Thank you, Doctor. But some things are simply not meant to be.
You didn't say if you ever accompanied your husband.
Roaming around the globe is not for me, Mr. Holmes. I was always content to wait here for John's return. I'm sorry. Please go on with your questions.
Did Mr. Harden have any trips planned for the near future?
No, nothing at all, as far as I know.
Thank you. Just a little more and I'll be finished. Tell me about Mr. John Smith.
I know no one by that name, but surely it must have been false. The police certainly think so.
Well, then I wouldn't presume to disagree. Had Mr. Harden's manner changed at all of late?
In what way?
Well, did he seem at all nervous to you?
Not especially.
Did he take any unusual precautions about the house? Locking doors, that sort of thing.
The servants attended to...